it's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Well, what's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The big spender. The sister who's sweet as splendor. And the brother who'd rather date an Amy than a Belinda. What up, TJMS?
Happy
what
Friday.
Up, Huggy?
TGIF.
Yeah.
Y'all know ever since Tupac's hologram performance at Coachella, people are talking about they've been seeing Tupac's hologram everywhere.
Right.
I heard somebody just say they just smoked a blunt with Tupac's hologram. Then I heard this groupie chick said she spent the night with Tupac's hologram. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if Tupac's hologram was in Richmond this Saturday at me and Chris Paul's show at the Quality Inn Ballroom on Williamsburg Road.
Good segue, man.
Nice segue. Yeah. Did y'all hear that rapper Warren G was trying to talk Puffy into doing a hologram of Biggie?
Yes.
If that's true, I hope Biggie's hologram get his money up front. Puffy will have Biggie hologram advertising all his shiggity, won't he?
Yeah.
Biggie hologram will have on a Sean John sweatsuit holding a bottle of Pizza Rock. And Tom Super J, can anyone tell me what the hell is wrong with our society when people are more upset about the Basketball Wives reunion than they are over Dick Clark dying?
Yeah.
I heard my next door neighbor crying, and I thought she was crying over Dick Clark. Nope. It wasn't over Dick. She was boo-hooing because Jennifer was suing over a slap. Suing over a slap was just jeopardizing the show. Well, wake up, people. Contender number one, Dwight Howard.
Oh.
Tom Orlando Magic Center, Dwight Howard had the people in Orlando nervous about whether or not he was going to stay and play in Orlando. And after all those soap opera shenanigans, his indecisive ass decided to stay. But get this, now he's out the rest of the season because he has to have back surgery. Ain't that some shiggity?
Yeah.
You know the Magic can't pull a rabbit out of their hat without Dwight. Hey, Dwight, while you're having surgery on your back, why don't you try to get a regular size head for your body? Tom, y'all know that ain't that man's head. He's the Beetlejuice of basketball. Contender number two, Acura. Y'all know why Acura's on here, because of that commercial with Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld that first aired during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Well, the casting agents for Acura were looking for an African-American actor to play a car dealer. Now, he had to be nice-looking, friendly, and not too dark. And that's why they issued an apology letter. Well, on behalf of the DMOA,
what?
The Dark-Skinned Men of America, Sybil. I, Huggy Lowdown, says your apology is not accepted. It's not enough, Jay. Acura is going to have to shoot another commercial with an all-dark-skinned cast.
Yes.
And they're going to have a special-made car that caters to the dark-skinned clientele and call it the Blackera Acura A-Car. with a special interior light that makes you look white when you ride past the police. Contender number three, Delonte West. Now, Delonte West was fined $25,000 for sticking his finger in another player's ear. 25 stacks for a wet willy. Somebody call a cab. Delonte's from D.C. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ever since that happened, it's been an increase in finger-in-the-ear assault. Apparently, this is the new gangster craze. Remember when people used to threaten you by saying, "Don't make me put my foot up your ass."
Right.
Now they say, "Don't make me stick my finger in your ear." 25 stacks for a wet willy is a little excessive fine, don't y'all think?
I think so.
NBA Commissioner David Stern, I like he gave the man a prostate exam. Damn. Secret Service agents, you are the Bammers of the week. Week.
Knew it.
They supposed to be pre-securing for the president, and they are pre-partying and purchasing prostitutes. Jay, they don't even have no clearance no more. They retiring and resigning and getting fired and shit. Jay, without clearance, they can't even get a hooker now if they try. You know, the hooker don't want no Secret Service man with no clearance. And I know that was a long plane ride home from Columbia. They should have made him fly back on Spirit. And watch, I got the hook up and meet the Fockers. You damn dummies. Y'all are the Bammers of the week. Did you see the pictures of the hookers?
Yes.
TMZ is on it, ain't they? I mean, is he stupid? I would have called my wife and told her the Western Union the money to pay that hooker. That TMZ can get pictures of anything. They can get the KFC recipe, Jimmy Hoffa's location, and Stephen Urkel's parents look like.